sixth parak of Chulin, third Mishnah. Chayav shor v'kotosh shochtu, a deaf mute, insane, or a minor. All these people are considered people that we cannot rely on for shechita. If they shechted, but other people are watching them, then chayav lechasas. If they saw that they did a good job, then it is a kosher shechita. But if they did it by themselves, then we have to assume that it was a pasul shechita, because generally they do not do a good job, and we go basa the rov. There's no kisa dan. Also, the previous perek of Oisiv Benoy shechting a mother and her offspring in the same day. So if these chayav shechita v'katan shechted the mother and after the offspring. So if the others watched them when they shechted the mother, so now you can't shecht the son because the mother was considered shechted. If they shechted by themselves, so Ramei permits one to shecht afterwards because we assume that was not a good shechita. Chachomim over here, the Chumra, the Chachomim disagree. The Gemara says they disagree in the ratio also, because they hold it's only a suffix nevelo, because it's not so clear if the Maisim are makul kolim, and therefore, since it's a suffix, you have to be machmir to do kisei adam and not to do Oisiv es benoy. In this case, we're passing like a meyer. Moedim shel shochet she'einu seifik es boim. Everybody agrees that if one shechted in such a situation, since it's only a suffix, it does not get malchus, because you don't get malchus when you do a bade aveira and not a suffix aveira.